Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Good morning and welcome. Hour number two begins on this happy hump day, Trump day. It is 7:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes.
Yes.
Yep. You've got top stories. You've got talks going on in Paris about Ukraine. We'll get into that in a little bit. Also, you've got Maria Corina Machado. She is vowing to return and ready to win in Venezuela. All she has to do is wait for there to be the infrastructure and apparatus that can be set up so that they can have a free election. And I'm sure Trump and the folks there are trying to work on that right now. All right. Also, Stephen Miller from the Trump cabinet, he got some people riled up again. This Greenland thing keeps coming up. And he mentioned about seizing Greenland. Apparently, President Trump said something about buying Greenland. This Greenland thing doesn't seem to be going away. There may be really something to it. Of course, the folks in Denmark don't seem to be all that happy about it because, they consider that theirs, which I guess it is. We'll see what happens. The big story really that is kind of ongoing is the fraudulent behavior that we have seen in Minnesota. I mean, we're talking into the billions of dollars. And obviously that governor there, Tim Walz, did he turn a blind eye to it? Was he part of it? It's hard to imagine that he knew nothing about it because the level of corruption and fraud is, well, it's incredible. You've seen it. You've probably seen the stories by now where they had a Learning Center, supposed to be spelled Learning Center. They left out the N. That is one of the places that apparently received quite a bit of money, and yet there were no kids at that establishment. And, I mean, that's just one example. Now, some people have already been in trouble. This didn't just begin. The founder of the infamous Minnesota-based nonprofit, convicted of hatching a $250 million welfare fraud scheme, was ordered by a judge last week to forfeit her Porsche, designer handbags, and millions of dollars in ill-gotten gains. Amy Bach, the 44-year-old mastermind behind the Feeding Our Future scandal, was found guilty in March on federal charges of wire fraud, bribery, and conspiracy in connection to the nation's largest COVID-19 fraud scheme. And no, she does not appear to be Somalian at all. Bach, who along with dozens of predominantly Somali co-conspirators, though, pilfered pandemic relief funds from a federal program meant to feed hungry children. Now, James Comer is going to, the head of the Oversight Committee, they're going to be talking about this later on today in D.C. But a federal judge issued a preliminary court order on December 30th compelling Bach to give up an astounding amount of cash and several of her prized possessions. Well, she she should. She was ordered to forfeit about $5.2 million in funds from her personal nonprofit bank accounts. Her Porsche Panamera, some 60 laptops, iPads, and iPhones, a diamond necklace, bracelet, and earrings, and her Louis Vuitton purse and backpack. Oh, not the Louis Vuitton! I can't part with... Yeah, that's... Of course she's supposed to give that back. Those are ill-gotten gains. The Justice Department, by the way, has convicted 57 people and charged 78 defendants related to the Feeding Our Future scandal. Remember, this is just one of the tentacles of the many where fraud, abuse of the system. I mean, it's one thing when you do a crappy job and you're taking government funds to do it. It's a whole nother thing when you're not even doing any job at all. You're not feeding any of the people that are supposed to get assistance. None of the money, none of it, going toward helping any of those people.
We're not saying skimming is okay, but you know, this is even worse.
72 defendants are of Somalian descent. Five are currently fugitives in Africa. Remember, that's they loved going to Kenya. They were taking these very, very expensive vacations. They were renting Lamborghinis for $2,000 a day. They were having a good old time.
It's all about the children, Bob.
So what do you do? Stay in Kenya or return to face justice in the U.S.?
I don't think I'd come back.
But the lifestyle there, there's not going to be the free ride they had here either.
No.
Aside from buying fast cars and designer handbags, defendants allegedly spent millions of tax dollars in East Africa and Middle East, and also sent millions of taxpayer dollars in fraud proceeds. Yeah, sent money. The attorney general indicated last month she expects the ultimate price tag of the fraud to be as much as $400 million.
Wow.
And remember, I know it gets confusing because this is Minnesota-based, but there's so much more that's going on. They're still really kind of culling through that and peeling back the layers of the onion, and they're going to be doing that for some time. And meanwhile, there's Tim Walz, this governor, this bozo, you know, Tampon Tim, you know how he wants to be like a macho guy and tried so hard, you know? It's what you call a try hard. I want to be macho, and it just doesn't work for him. But boy, he gave a fiery speech yesterday, and you know what? He looked afraid, and there was a fear there.
Yeah.
But he acted out in a very aggressive an aggressive manner, which almost
backed into a corner.
Exactly.
He is scared, but he is angry because he got caught.
Right.
So,
but angry and fearful and really speaking out very defiantly, and I see right through it, and it'll just be a matter of how much, you know, how much did he know? When did he know it? And did he benefit from any of this fraudulent behavior? Because we talked about this yesterday, the Senator Amy Klobuchar might run for governor in Minnesota and probably be the Democrat candidate if she wants it, and she'd probably win. And then you know what she could do? She could turn around and actually appoint Tim Walz to her Senate seat. I mean, wouldn't that be something? Trust in government eroding even further, if that's possible. So this will be interesting what happens moving forward. But I mean, unless they really, really mess up or cut some crazy deal for him, I don't see how he can avoid at least doing some time. Now, you know, you're innocent until proven guilty. But
and he's a Democrat.
He's a Democrat. Anything is possible. Mm-hmm. Yep. Hey, speaking of innocent until proven guilty, we're going to get into you know, a little bit of a local situation where What do you think about posting mugshots of people who are not convicted of any crime yet, but they have been arrested and booked? So details on that will be coming up, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But you know what's coming up next. Time for your therapy.
Really? Really?
What's bugging you?
Therapy is expensive.
You're not massage therapy, Greg. Settle down.
Okay.
Put your shirt back on. Come on, man. Out of hand. Out of control, I tell you.
Oh, well.
But no, coming up next, it's up to you. Call in. Air it out. Get it off your chest. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Do not be one of those. Call in 877-975-9825. Time for What's Bugging You on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Happy Hump Day, Trump Day, my friends. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:20. Time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. 877-975-9825. Call in now. Don't be shy, and you'll feel better once you get it off your chest. Let's go to Phil. Good morning. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is the other day I learned that Samsung has come out with a battery for EVs that's going to give you a 600-mile range, and it can be recharged in 9 minutes. Lo and behold, I call up my broker. I want to buy stock in Samsung. He says, you're not allowed to own South Korean companies. How about that? That's what's bugging me.
Wow.
Interesting.
I didn't know that. Hmm. That's a big brand.
Yeah.
Huh. All right. Let's go to Gene. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning. What's bugging me? And let me ask this question, but I want to preface it with I'm a Donald Trump supporter, always have been, always will be. I'm a Trumpster all the way. But my problem, though, is that sometimes I just think he talks too much. Sometimes I think he needs to filter a little more of what he says. Sometimes he's giving the Democrats a little too much to hang stuff on. I don't know. I mean, I like his honesty, but I think sometimes you can be too honest in this political environment. That's what's bugging me.
Yeah, he does. When he does that, he does make some errors that, for you and I, we know exactly what he meant. He, for instance, he said something about, fentanyl in the, in Maduro's case. Well, it's not mentioned in the indictment anywhere. That fentanyl is not necessarily a problem that is coming from Venezuela at all. Of course, it's mixed in with other stuff and it becomes a problem at street level and it's killing people. But in specific, so they'll make a big deal about him being an error on something like that. And yeah, you're right. There's some times where I like that he's open, but you got to be.
Less is more sometimes.
Sometimes it is, indeed. All right, let's go to Trevor. Good morning. What's bugging you?
This is kind of personal. My company is now using a third party where they want to put cameras in the cab of my company vehicle. That's fine if it's facing forward just for the insurance company. But no, this is actually taking facial recognition and also recording audio in the cab. So if I'm listening to the Bob Rose show, it's recording all that. Now, this company, third-party company, has a lawsuit against them, which the class action suit, they actually won against the company. But my company is still going to use those. And it takes biometric visual, and I'm not sure what this company is doing with the audio and the visual. That's kind of bugging me.
Yeah, that seems a little bit excessive. I mean, and you wonder, behind the scenes, is it insurance related? Are they getting some sort of an insurance break because we have the cameras and the audio stuff? And I'm with you. As long as it's pointed forward, looking to see, is he driving like an idiot? And
right.
If a wreck happens, you've got that on record, and
sure.
You can see what occurred. But yeah, beyond that, that's a bit intrusive.
Yeah,
especially if you have an itch or something, you just want to scratch yourself, and all of a sudden,
I hadn't thought about it.
That doesn't
way.
Look good.
Wow.
Good morning, Marty. What's bugging you?
Oh, just calling on the identifying the song.
Yeah, what song is it?
Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic.
Okay. And who's that by?
By Police.
So you know your music. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, though, this is not the station, I think, that you were referencing.
Yeah.
Okay, okay, my bad. I was wondering, because you gave me the talk in the background, I was like, okay, I don't think this is the right number. Okay.
It happens.
All right, Marty, have a great day.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
You too.
And listen to the sky. This could be, we just found a new listener.
Right. Larry doesn't need he doesn't need him. No.
No, we didn't. You think that's, you know who does what?
I got a feeling.
Look at you.
Just got a feeling.
Yeah. All right. I'm hooked on a feeling.
BJ Thomas.
Wow.
The good version.
That's why they don't let you play those games.
Mm-hmm.
You would be a radio prize pig, as we used to refer to them back in the day.
Yes.
No offense to anybody.
Oh, not at all.
Good morning, Pam. What's bugging you?
Alachua County Commissioners. I mean, the story that you're going to talk about, that, they get their fingers and stuff and they mess it up. But the biggest one is they took over the Alachua County the animal shelter, because they could run it better. No, now it's so overcrowded that they're actually euthanizing animals. And Mark Sexton came on this morning and said, yeah, it's really sad when we have to do something, euthanize an animal. We take it very seriously for unadoptable animals. No, let's have more adopt-a-thons than once a year. Maybe we can go ahead and get some of these animals adopted. We do not have to euthanize these animals. They said that they have the money to build a new shelter for 3 years, but they can't find somewhere to build it. But they could build bike lanes everywhere.
Oh, yeah. The old bike lanes are everywhere. I saw two guys riding side by side in that narrow little bike lane traffic was traveling in that area, I believe, 45 miles an hour. And I thought to myself, wow, it's that important for you to be next to your buddy? You know what I mean?
I'm not judging, you know what I'm talking about? I'm not judging their relationship.
Mike, you idiots.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark, what's bugging you?
Hey, Bob and Greg, what's bugging me is, much as I love and respect both Donald Trump and Stephen Miller, it's completely inappropriate for them to talk about using military force to take Greenland. That would trigger that Article 5 of NATO where the dozens of other nations need to come to Denmark's defense. Plus, the Denmark leader has indicated that Greenland is not for sale. So I think Trump needs to man up and just drop his fetishist, greedy resource. I love him a lot and stuff, but, you know, we have a base already in Northwest Greenland, and so if he's bothered about Chinese and Russian ships in the area, just beef up the base.
But when will we ever learn? We call ourselves Trump fans, Trump supporters.
Right.
We voted for, I voted for him three times. Mm-hmm. I love the guy. Is he a perfect human being? Absolutely not.
No.
Does he talk too much sometimes? Mm-hmm. Absolutely agree. But when are we going to learn that in these cases where we start to judge, we judge prematurely. We judge prematurely because we don't always see the big picture. Look, a lot of us play checkers. Some of us are capable of playing chess. Trump plays 3D chess. When you think about that as a concept and what he's trying to piece together and put together, he's not going to show you the whole picture. That would destroy his ability to utilize the strategy that he's come up with. So can we have just a little bit of trust? Can we cut this guy some slack once in a while? Let's be truly supportive of him. There's something to the Greenland thing. There really is. Otherwise, I don't think that they would continually bring it up. There's something there. And we'll see what it is. And then when we do, maybe we can make a judgment call. You're welcome. The previous announcement paid for by the Trump administration. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
.734 Time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's also a happy hump day, Trump day. President Trump keeps winning, still winning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he talks too much. But he's my guy.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to stand by him because how many times they said, that's outrageous, that's crazy, that's stupid. Nobody's following you around. Nobody's recording you. They're not spying on you.
Well, but they were. Yeah, they really
yeah,
were.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, we move forward. Here locally in the North Central Florida area and specific to Alachua County, in this case, the county commission had a special meeting, and part of that, they did, you know, they talked about small development requests, et cetera, et cetera. But one of the things that came up that's interesting is, apparently Alachua County Sheriff Chad Scott, they asked the agency to stop posting mugshots of non-convicted defendants on social media. First of all, I didn't know that that would be a big enough topic to... You know, look at your tax bill and the other issues in Alachua County. Yeah. That one's not at the top of my priority list, or wouldn't be if I still lived here. But so Greg and I actually talked about this off the air a while ago. And I'll let you speak for yourself, Greg.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about putting the mugshots up?
Well, while I rarely agree with anything the Alachua County Commission says or does, let me preface it with that. I've had this thought in the past because I've seen scenarios where it's very easy to ruin someone's reputation because they got arrested for something when they turn out to be innocent. It's kind of like when you see the headline, you know, of a prosecution going on or whatever. Oh, they get acquitted. That makes page 10. Now, admittedly, some of the pictures we see from these people, like, wow, what a freak show. but that doesn't mean they're guilty of anything.
True.
And I think... Let's say somebody accused Bob Rose of something, whatever, pick your crime, and they convinced them enough to arrest you, and you got a mugshot. That's going to be out there forever. Even if you're totally innocent, didn't do a thing wrong, turns out it was just, you know, somebody trying to get you. Based on that alone, I could understand why it's not good to publish those, even though they are public records, so I'm not jumping on the sheriff's office. Everybody does it. It doesn't matter if it's Alachua County or anybody. It is public record, but that's different than putting it out there on social media.
Totally agree with the perception. Totally agree with what you're saying about that. In other words, you get your face in the paper, mugshot, you know.
You're guilty.
They forget that, this is just what you've been accused of, you've been arrested for, you've been booked for this, and then they generally don't do... a mugshot type scenario, you know, as you're leaving, say, either the courtroom or before that,
right.
All charges are dismissed. This person has been exonerated. Mm-hmm. There was never, wasn't even for lack of case.
Right.
It was just whatever, a mistake or a wrong identity, whatever the case may be. So I'm with you on that. But now because people are stupid, we're basically not going to put their mugshots up there because people are too stupid to realize innocent until proven guilty. I'm not saying the stigma is not real. It is, unfortunately, due to the stupidity of people that don't understand how these things work.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a matter of public record. And I got to tell you, it's a public shaming thing. But you know what? Shaming can be a useful tool. There's mm-hmm. been communities where they would post up now in this particular instance, specifically they would do like the DUI folks.
Right.
Now, again, doesn't mean you're guilty, but you never wanted to be one of those people.
No.
So maybe that changed people's behavior for the better, possibly. But, I mean, if it's a matter of public record, it is what it is. I mean, the trauma that you go through being arrested and booked for anything, really,
sure,
to me, would probably outweigh. Now, for us, it's a little different because we are, quote, unquote, like public figures.
Right.
So, yeah, it could really do damage.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I lean a little bit toward allowing it, but not feeling 100% comfortable with it.
Right.
Because our whole premise, our whole system is set up so that a guilty person might go free. Now, although that sounds terrible, that's far better than the other way around, where an innocent person will be found guilty. You don't want that scenario. So we always err on the other side of caution. And once again, innocent until proven guilty. But you're right. I mean, if someone's picture is there, their name and what they did, you know, especially if it's something like a child pornography thing.
Yes.
You know, you've destroyed that person.
Uh-huh. Forever.
And probably in most of the cases, they probably are guilty.
If it got that far and you got arrested.
But what if you are that 1 in 100?
Yeah.
And not to go down the conspiratorial path, but think about it. If you want to ruin someone's reputation.
Oh.
You plant this,
and
you somehow get it in there, and it can happen. I mean,
this is kind of a connected thing, and I understand it. We've kind of discussed this before as well. This is why defense attorneys don't want their clients, when there's pictures being taken in the courtroom, they don't want them in handcuffs or the jumpsuit. They want to let them come in their finest, their suit, their whatever, because if they're in handcuffs or they're in, you know, the stripes or the orange jumpsuit, they look guilty of something to a jury because, look, he's over there in handcuffs. He must have done it. And that's why defense attorneys go down that road.
And then that is another case of perception versus reality.
Yes.
Yeah, they're concerned about the perception when the reality is if you take that job as a, you know, being on the jury, you have to actually listen to the instructions and pay attention to the evidence and look past how that person presents themselves.
Right.
But you're right. I mean, we're people. We do make judgment calls consciously and subconsciously.
I mean, if either of us were sitting in the courtroom in that scenario, I would not want to be in a, you know, in the suit there, because it's like I would feel like they're going to see me as a criminal.
Now, what if in your case, and you're wearing that orange jumpsuit, but they also put like racing stickers on there, BMW M team, and make you look like you're either part of
like
the crew or maybe the driver.
Now, that'd be cool.
Would that make you feel a little better?
I'd feel a whole lot better.
I think you should get arrested right now and see.
Yeah.
I'll put in a good word for you.
Oh, yeah,
I'll talk to Chad. I'll be right on the phone. Yo, Chad.
Yeah.
You got my boy.
Yeah.
Can you
get some stickers on that thing?
A couple of patches. Can you make him look good in court, man?
Yeah, right.
So
I see why they would ask. Now, again, I don't know why the county commission, but again, you've got enough things to deal with in Alachua County. How about some priorities? But I see the point, and I can see why I'd agree with it.
Yeah, and
did
maybe
I just agree with the Alachua County Commission on something?
Well, you lean that way.
I agreed with the principal, not the fact that they brought it up.
Yeah.
I'm just surprised they brought it up.
A little shaming is a good thing, but not if the person is completely innocent.
Yes.
And you can't, you know, there's a lot of people that they'll just adopt this attitude. Well, yeah, I mean, don't commit crimes, you won't get arrested. No, there's people that get arrested that didn't necessarily commit the crime. It happens all the time.
Yes.
So even though the vast majority probably did, it doesn't matter. It's innocent until proven guilty. That's not a cliche. That actually has meaning behind it. And trust me, you don't want to live in a world where it's not innocent until proven guilty.
No, you don't. Well, how many times in a relationship that goes bad, somebody who feels a little scorned, shall we say, and gets very vindictive, accuses the other partner of stuff and manages to get them arrested for it. And then it turns out they didn't do it. That has happened a lot.
Oh, especially, like you say, relationship, uh-huh. domestic issue, oh, yeah. child custody at stake, all these yes. other things. Yeah, it changes people's behavior, not for the better in most cases. And mm-hmm. yeah, we've seen that before.
Or law enforcement. They get accused of something they did not do. Well, you can ruin, you know, an officer's career by putting some false information out there.
Well, and the body cams have helped a little bit. Yes. You make an accusation, yes, and it's like, well, you know, let's run the old playback here, and let's do super slow-mo. You said you're up. Well, that, yeah. maybe that's too slow, but you yeah. get the idea.
Yes, so there you go.
I just wanted to do that on the radio. Yeah, thanks for that. Thanks for that opening and teeing that up, Greg.
I'm here.
You're awesome.
I'm here for the setup.
You're a great pitcher.
Oh, yeah.
Just tee it right up for
I'll
me, brother.
Set it up. You spike
put it in
it.
The sweet spot there. Pow!
Yeah.
And the crowd goes
wild.
Mm-hmm. Everybody knows that.
I know it is.
Is that a universal thing?
It's got to be.
All right. Maria Corina Machado. She is, I believe, going to become a household name like Nicolas Maduro, but hopefully much better.
Yes.
She's the opposition. She is probably going to be the next president of Venezuela if they can get the free and open elections. They can get the apparatus for that set up. And she's the one who you know, was working in opposition to this dictatorship government. And she also got the Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah.
So you know, she's done her work, and she said she's ready to go. You know, she's ready to go, but they still, unfortunately, I think, are going to have maybe not a long, long way to go, but they've got a ways to go before they can yeah, set up something.
You've still got some administration that aren't the good guys in Venezuela, you know, around
some,
the VP.
Some leftovers, and not
time.
Good leftovers.
Yep.
Not like leftover lasagna where the flavors intermingle even more when you heat it up the second time. Mm-hmm. You know, that's good leftovers.
Absolutely.
We're talking about three-day-old fish that's been sitting out.
Ew.
That's the leftovers in the Venezuelan government. Mm. Yeah.
That's not
you
good.
Smell that?
I don't want to.
Can you turn on a fan?
Will do, yes.
7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thanks so much for tuning in and supporting what we do. We really appreciate it. And I hope you have a very happy Hump Day Trump Day on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It is 7:49. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's a happy Hump Day Trump Day. Governor Ron DeSantis calling on Florida's congressional delegation to back U.S. Rep. Ana Paulina Luna's efforts to pass the Restore Trust in Congress Act. And I believe Kat Kamick is also part of
yes.
that as well, our favorite congresswoman. Well, I mean, we don't know Ana Paulina Luna that well to call
True.
Her our favorite, although right. she has been on the show before, and she seems to be rock solid.
Yeah.
DeSantis also said that he hoped the Florida legislature would pass a law to require state qualifying papers to indicate whether congressional candidates would trade stocks while in office. Yeah, this whole insider trading kind of thing, and I guess technically you wouldn't call it that because they've never been found in violation of it,
mm-hmm.
but they're privy to information that the rest of us aren't. We all you've heard by now examples of that. Nancy Pelosi and her husband
oh, yeah.
being one of the prime examples of, I mean, ridiculous returns and gains on their investments that outdo the market, that outdo the best hedge fund managers. Run circles around all of them, including, you know, people like Warren Buffett and everybody else. I mean, there's no way that you were operating honestly. You know, you had inside info and you acted on it, and you acted on it in a very, very big way. And yeah, that's got to end. Absolutely. You know, you put things like in a kind of like a blind trust type thing, you know. You know, maybe you put it in like a mutual fund and you basically leave it alone while you're serving. So you still have an opportunity for your money to grow theoretically, but you're not making these bets on information that you know they're not Well, they're not bets. If you know what's going on in a certain industry, you know who's going to benefit in that industry generally. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure some of this stuff out when you're the person that's working on the legislation or your buddy is down the hall. So, yeah, this is something that they should have dealt with a long time ago. It's really amazing that they've still been allowed to get away with that. And just think, if you're one of the straight players, you know, you're one of the honest ones, I got to tell you, it would feel like a kick in the pants when I know, you know, another congressperson, you know, right down the hall, working the same time and hours as me and whatever, they're using inside information and just racking up millions. It makes you feel like a dummy because you're honest.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm, you know.
Yeah, but how many times has Kat mentioned just how many things drive her crazy?
Oh, yeah.
In D.C. because of the votes they do, the decisions they make, the things they won't stand up for?
Well, she wanted background checks for if you're going to be a member of the staff. In other words, you're interacting all the time. You're in the halls of Congress, basically.
Yes.
You're in there on a regular basis. You're privy to information. And yet they don't have an apparatus for background checks for those people. That doesn't make any sense. We're not talking about a background check like you're going in the FBI or CIA or something like that. We're talking about a very basic background check that would cost a couple of bucks. Maybe, and that's it. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Donnie, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Bob. They did do something about it a long time ago. I believe it was 92. The Shays Amendment. Chris Shays, to tell you how long ago it was a Republican congressman from the Northeast somewhere, which is a rarity now. And that said that Congress had to abide by the laws that they passed. But they have to keep going back and telling them, we really mean that you got to live by the laws that you write. How many times over and over they strengthen these laws with insider trading? Things like the Americans with Disabilities Act. Congress didn't have to abide by that in their office. They didn't have to retrofit all their bathrooms because some of them didn't have handicapped people working. They cannot follow their own rules that they write for everybody else. But it was done back in 92.
Well, I thank you, and I will check that. I will check that out. And also, I'm reminded that, you know, who we're going to talk to coming up in just a few minutes. Actually, Congresswoman Kat Kamick. She must have heard her ears were burning.
Well, it is funny time. You mentioned her name.
Yeah,
and she texted. It's like, wow, she's good.
Well, we were hoping that today would be
that's true
the day that we were going to get her.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
All right, looking forward to that. Get her take on a lot of the events that are taking place, including what's going on in Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Paris talks going on right now. Steve Witkoff, U.S. Special Envoy there. In fact, we've got a statement that he made, and he was referring to Ukraine.
President Trump's mandate is that he wants a peace in Ukraine, and we are determined on his behalf to do everything possible to attain that peace.
He said a piece.
Mm-hmm.
It was odd.
Hmm.
Like, yeah, I'll take a piece of Ukraine. Yeah, here's the fig. Here's I'm taking so much off the top. But they're always working. And that's the thing, man. If you're going to work in the Trump administration, you are going to work.
Yeah. Well, you know, all during the Biden administration, we've talked about it before. What did Biden even attempt to do? He didn't even reach out to Putin for, 3.5 years?
Yeah.
I mean, it was Donald Trump, who wasn't in office, that was talking about peace. Now, the lefties right now, oh, we've invaded Venezuela. No. Duh. That's got to drive Kat nuts. Seriously, can you imagine being in Congress and you hear the stupidity around you day after day?
She has, in very mild terms, expressed some level of her frustration here
mild?
On the show.
Was it mild?
I think compared to...
It was within FCC regulations, yes.
She holds back only when necessary for us to retain our federal license to broadcast.
Exactly.
And we appreciate that.
Yes, we do.
Because this is how we feed our families.
Yes.
All right, don't go anywhere. Congresswoman Kat Kamick coming up next on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. and we appreciate you tuning in. Live and local, we are News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.